There is a quiet revolution going on among some of Vermont's mobile home parks. A generational change in land ownership has led to an increase in the sale of those properties. Across the state, there is growing support to have the residents purchase the parks. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited a mobile home park in the tiny town of St. George that's now in the middle of that process.
Brenda Tebow is showing a visitor around her neighborhood.
That's the deer hanging tree come deer season. This is where we have our bonfires and cookouts right here. It's my daughter's godmother and best friend, who I met by living here.
When Tebow first moved into the St. George Villa Mobile Home Park, about a half hour south of Burlington, it was supposed to be a temporary thing. Tebow and her husband were starting a family, and she was looking to get her own place away from her own family in Essex, where she grew up. But the rent was cheap, and 23 years later, she's still here. It works for Tebow, but she knows what people say about trailer parks.
There's a lot of good, but then there's the whole, stigma of you live in a trailer park. And we don't tell people we live in a mobile home park. Just because of that.
About 2.5 months ago, Tebow and all of the other residents in St. George Villa got a registered letter in the mail, and they found out that the mobile home park where they live was for sale.
At first, I was nervous because if I was the owner of it, I probably would level it and sell it for development. But then I heard about our options.
One of the options is creating a co-op, whereby all of the 200 or so residents who live here in St. George Villa would become the new owners. Tebow knows the public at large may not change the way they think about trailer parks. But inside, she says, owning the land and knowing it's yours will make all the difference.
I don't want the trailer park to end up on the news as riffraff. I don't want it to be that trailer trash place, So as a co-op, when we have a say, we can kind of change that. We can clean it up. I mean, it's not bad anyways, but we can make it our own. We have good people that live here, and this is their goal, and this is what they want. But at the same time, you can't change the way people think about it.
Vermont has one of the strongest mobile home park laws in the country. When a landowner wants to sell a park, the residents have to be told before a sale goes through. And they also get first crack at purchasing the property. Jonathan Bond is with the Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity, and he works with mobile home park residents all over the state to make sure they understand their rights under the law.
So for park residents, when a park comes up for sale, it is their opportunity for potentially a generation to be able to purchase the park and have more control than they would ever have otherwise.
Bond says about 10 parks in Vermont are for sale, or are rumored to be. That's a small percentage of Vermont's 242 parks, but Bond says he's never seen as many for sale at one time. And he says there are efforts with most of them to see if the residents can take over. He says in many communities, the parks represent a long-range solution to Vermont's ongoing affordable housing crisis.
Mobile homes at their core are affordable housing in a rural state. You do not want to necessarily build a large apartment building in some of our more rural communities, but having a mobile home park that's been there since the 1960s, you may want to maintain to help keep affordable housing in your community.
Vermont's law gives residents about 5 months after a mobile home park is put up for sale to make a decision about forming a co-op. At least 51% of the residents have to agree to move forward. Sarah Martin is with the Cooperative Development Institute, and she's helping the folks at St. George Villa secure funding for the proposed purchase. Martin says she's usually looking for a simple majority when the idea of cooperative ownership is first raised at a mobile home park. And at the first meeting at St. George, she says almost 90% of the residents showed up.
When we saw a ton of people show up, we're like, all right, this is a thing. We gotta get going on this. We gotta make sure we are really working hard for this group, because to see that turnout is a huge thing.
Martin says the work at St. George is just getting underway, and it's too early to know if the deal will go through. She says funding, for the most part, isn't an issue. There are groups that support affordable housing and who see the value in investing in resident-owned mobile home parks. Sometimes the deal falls through, usually when too many upgrades are needed. But if the funding comes through and the residents get behind the plan, Martin says the option for cooperative ownership usually works. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in St. George.